Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Yadal. We're learning Sim Yud Gimel. Finally, so the Chayadim says the following: Chin Mutal the Son and Yain B'Shar Mashkim Hatzulim Binyan Shlo Yibay Iser Berer Kilakamon B'Malachas Berer Sim and Zayin. So we have a question in Berer. If a person puts it through a filter, seen it as some type of a filter. Historically, it was a very, very close knit cloth. But we'd make it like a bag of it. You pour it through the bag, and eventually the liquid would seep through. So that's a primer burr, and it's using a kli to do that. So it's either burr or merake, which is sifting. It goes under one of those categories. It's a form of separating the out the good and the bad, which is normally usur. The one exception is a case where the liquid is really clear, and most people would not mind. It would use it as is, so there's nothing which we halachically is considered terubas of an urchel and absurdus. It's not considered absurdus. So a person is just doing it for a little bit extra vigilance, etc. That's going to be mutter. The Rush also talks about a scenario of a person does it through the actual drinking. So then it's mutter, even though there is actual absurdus there. For example, a person puts it over his mouth and drinks through the cloth. That's going to be mutter. So we understand that we've solved the burr problem, but do we have a issur rabbanan that you're going to absorb liquid and then he might come to squeeze the liquid out? And by doing so, he is going to be over the issur of schita of dosh, of squeezing the liquid out, or the issur malabein. And if that would be true, we're not going to allow him to do this, to soak it in originally because of the concern of what might happen, that he might come to squeeze it out. So he says that since there's no din malabin on liquids other than water or possibly white wine, but all other liquids, we do not apply the malacha malabin. It's not considered malabin to squeeze it out. So we're not worried about malabin. So therefore it's mutzu to misan and yain, and other mashkin, which are sulam, which are clear, the sediment has been removed. Binyan shel yibay iser berer, it's clear enough to the point that berer does not apply. Kil kamon b'melachas berer, so we're going to see a melachas berer, which is actually the upcoming melachas, are going to be talking about berer, klal tezvav and tezayin deal with berer. So the melacha of klal tezayin, Simon Zion. So a person is allowed to do the filter that through. Now he's going to say, why are we geyser that you might come to squeeze it out? So we understand there's no problem with Malabin. Why isn't there a concern of Srita of Dosh? See, he's going to answer that question. First, he moves further in the paragraph. He gives another example of where this question might come up. So a person is deliberately wetting the cloth, not because he wants to wet the cloth, not because he wants to absorb the liquid, because he wants to use it as a filter, but he's deliberately doing the process of putting liquid on this thing. What about a following scenario? Person is not feeling well. The person is not feeling well, so there are limitations when a person is allowed to be involved in refuah. But a person is chali kolaguf, the discomfort that he feels goes from being localized to being generalized. He feels so worn out from the discomfort, even it might be localized, that the whole body is feeling weak from it. That's called choli kol haguf. And choli kol haguf, a person is allowed to take medication and do certain things for who are permitted when the person is choli kol haguf. So so this person is the Isra of Rafur that does not apply to him. Now what does he want to do? He has a headache. He wants to make a wet compress and press it against his head. So he wants to soak it. So he can't soak it with water because we have a problem of soaking it is considered kibus. Just the soaking alone excuse me. just the soaking alone is considered an act of cleansing. But he wants to use other liquids. Mutter lishra is beged b'yayin b'cholav b'sharmashkim. He's allowed to soak it into the other liquids, into the cloth. So there's no problem with malabe. And why isn't there a problem with potentially a gzeira of skita? So he says, he might squeeze out the liquid, the cloth to get the liquid. And he's speaking of Rinister of skita. It's not a problem. People do not generally, in these situations, then squeeze out to try to retrieve the liquid. So if he says he's not doing it to get the liquid, we're not worried about him changing his mind and trying to retrieve the liquid. Vigam loshech b'kibus.
The person would squeeze it out. It's not called kibus because it still remains dirty.
If this situation was discussed in case of water, the shayach b'liban mikibus shel mayim have kibus by water, even before he squeezes out the water, just soaking the water in the originally is going to be problematic. It's considered a mice of libun. Even before he gets to the skita. But as a case, so a person, remember to give you some practical examples in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.